We'll call the Board of Supervisors, we'll call the Air Pollution Control District to session. Flagslip. Mr. Leo, would you please flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Ms. Smithy.
All righty. Okay, we're going to start with Director Howe.
Present.
Director Cobbsell.
Here.
Director Valenzuela.
Yes.
Director Lucchese.
Here.
And Director Murakami.
Here.
And Director Chris.
Present.
Thank you.
We'll now do Air Pollution Control election of chair and vice chair.
This would be for the upcoming year for 2023.
Yes.
Is there any? I would say, Mrs. Lucchese, the vice chair step up.
Chair.
I would second that. We'll do roll call votes there, pollution, Ms. Wendy?
We can, yes. Okay. And it was Valenzuela and Chris, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay. Director Help.
Aye.
Director Cobbsell.
Aye.
Director Valenzuela.
Here.
Director Lucchese.
Aye.
Director Murakami.
Aye.
And Director Chris.
Aye.
So I'm going to take over from here.
You take it over.
All right, would anyone like to be vice chair?
That would be enough.
Nobody wants to be vice chair, all right?
I think Michael will be, Michael could be the chair next year. Before, so,
oh, okay, yeah, so that's fine.
Michael will be the vice chair.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right.
So Valenzuela and Murakami?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, we'll go down the line and do roll call.
Okay, Director Howe?
Aye.
Director Cobbsell?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Yes.
Director Lucchese?
Aye.
Director Murakami?
Aye.
And Director Chris?
Aye.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. We'll close number three and move into item number four, which is presentations from the public. This is a time slot for information. This is time for the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You will be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. The chair can extend the time to 5 minutes for appropriate circumstances. Written comments can be presented if so desired by providing a minimum of seven copies to the clerk. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of the board. Is there any general public comment? Seeing none, we'll close.
Nobody with hands raised over there, Jim?
No.
Okay, thank you.
And we didn't receive any written comments. All right, seeing none, we'll move into item number five, Air Pollution Control Officer, discussion possible direction regarding an update concerning the Lower Klamath Dam Removal Project, including the county's project manager consultant and interactions with KRRC, the Klamath River Renewal Corporation. I'll hand it over to our Ag Commissioner, Mr. Smith.
Air Pollution Control Officer.
Sorry,
Air Chairman. Very confusing.
That's okay.
For me too, by the way. Okay. Short and simple meeting today from my standpoint. This is basically an update to the board on what's been happening.
Pull the microphone down to you.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
A little better?
No.
No one's listening when you.
I know.
Put two there.
Testing, testing, testing.
A little bit better, but.
Testing. Hear me now?
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, this is an update for the Air District. We had one meeting last year, April 22nd, 2022. I'm going to describe why we only had one meeting. We were pretty short-staffed last year. I had one air pollution control officer on staff. The one that we had hired to replace Kim Sumner moved to Monterey. We also had massive amounts of wildfires last year, which took a lot of time and effort from my one staffer. We got a little behind, and that's basically the reason that we only had one meeting last year. We'll do better this year. I'm happy to report that we have hired a new replacement for Kim Sumner. His name is Darren Weeks. He has been working for Cali D&L. His uncle is Brian Cali, who owns Cali D&L. has a degree in chemistry, and he's catching on really fast, so I have high hopes that we'll have a long-term member of the Air Pollution Control staff going forward. We did hire a part-time inspector. His name was Michael Sims. During the period when we had short staff, he was a retired inspector from Placer County Air Pollution Control District, and he did a lot of good work before he had to leave to take care of some of his family members. I had high hopes that he would be continuing on his part-time. He was working 2 days a week. The work that he did accomplish was very helpful with the Air District. Darren's been on for 2 months, and the reason they're not here to meet you is that both of my staff members are at training, a very important training right now, and I'll describe that in a little bit why that's so important. Another update, our hearing board is in disarray. I need some help. I would appreciate the board's help in trying to find some volunteers to meet the vacancies we currently have on the board. We are missing our professional engineer after over 20 years of volunteering. Mr. Harry Sampson has resigned from the board. He's been doing this for quite some time. The district plans to present him with a plaque or a gift certificate. I'm going to ask his son what would be more appropriate, Harry Sampson Jr. We're also missing a medical, two public members, and we have a current law lawyer on staff on the hearing board. It's a serious issue. Mr. Sampson said that the likelihood of needing a hearing board would probably come to be, because that's what happens when you don't have a complete hearing board. He was warning us ahead of time. I'll be working on that also, but I could use some help. The budget, real quick update on the budget. The geothermal fund that's been a stand-in for the Air Pollution Control District is being depleted. They haven't been replenishing it, and it's been tied up in court for quite some time. I just found out, I think, from Ray, Director Halp, that a lawsuit that against Cal Pines by the tribe was successful for the tribe. So there's not going to be any geothermal development in the Medicine Lake Highlands. So the likelihood of geothermal funds replenishing our main source of income is probably going to go away. We're good to go for the next fiscal year, but we'll be addressing that during the year going forward. I'll be bringing that back to the...
How much do you depend on? What's the amount out of that fund that you depend on?
Minimum of $25,000 a year. Most of the time it's about $50,000. It helps pay for wages.
And what's left of the fund?
Pardon me?
What's left of the fund currently?
About $50,000.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. We've implemented quite a few new programs to try to address that and to stall off the time when we're going to have to figure out what to do. There are some things that are going to be happening this year to address that. Multiple programs that are new take a lot of extra effort sometimes, take a lot of time. Short staffs make it pretty difficult to meet all the requirements for that. But we've been doing a pretty good job of that. Other things that we will be coming to the board of directors for will be increases in fees, which haven't been increased for quite some time, years and years. One other issue, this is just a heads up. EPA is proposing to change the 2.5 particulate matter standards, and if they successfully do that, that may put Siskiyou County Air Pollution Control District out of compliance for 2.5. That's not a given. It's just something that could happen. That's what they're proposing to do. If that happens, it's going to have some major impact on Siskiyou County's effort to get back into compliance. We'll start having to monitor businesses and emission sources that we haven't had to look at this point in time. We're hoping that they're not going to. CAPCOA is going to comment on that. which is the California Air Pollution Control Officers Association, and I was intending to comment on that also. Which, you know, we don't need to be out of compliance. We have pretty clean air up here. Just think EPA is getting a little carried away. The next subject, which is really kind of why I'm here in some respects, the Lower Klamath Dam Removal Project. I'm going to ask if you are familiar with that. I'm sure the Board of Supervisors, representatives on the directors are. What about the City Select Committee members? Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Juliana?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not going to review that then. Thank you. The district has participated in two meetings with KRRC, Pacific Corps, QIT, etc., where we outlined standard operating procedures for our air district enforcement, inspection, permitting, and expectations going forward. For example, mobile equipment, off-road, on-road, can be registered at state level. PERP is an abbreviation for one of those programs. DOOR is another one. And those were recommendations made by the Air District. The Air District would prefer not to have to do any permitting for anything that we can get done outside of the county Air District. It takes a lot of time and effort. And the programs are set to take care of that. Things that might require permitting from the Air District would be stationary air sources. Those SOPs basically are standard operating procedures for the district going forward. It's just that there's going to be a heck of a lot of work going forward and looking at this project. So we also discussed that the extraordinary efforts and expenses would have to be addressed by these project implementers. And there wasn't any objection to that. We have not entered into any negotiations whatsoever, but I plan to do the negotiations and bring it back to the board for consideration. Things that I'm very concerned about is being able to monitor and inspect and enforce the air quality rules and regulations on that project, which we don't have the resources to do at the moment. It's going to take a lot of effort, time, and resources to do that. So the SOP basically is looking at daily inspections, encourage the state registration process, eliminate any obviously out of compliance emission sources, which is a standard operating procedure. Monitor likely receptors to protect both the workers up there. There's supposed to be 800 workers up there, and any of the communities nearby. And just a comment. So EPA's are one of our counselors, or consultants in this process, and they've indicated that there may be some limitations in FERC rules, but EPA doesn't recognize that FERC has authority to allow Clean Air Act violations. That's what I'm trying to say. Basically, we're done. That's what
can
I need
you
to
repeat
tell you.
That last sentence?
My last sentence?
Yeah, not that we're done, the one before that. The FERC thing.
I like the word done better. So EPA, in consultation with the Air District, has told us that FERC does not have the authority to overrule air quality, EPA air quality rules. Just going to pass that along.
Okay, thank you.
There's been no issues with the discussions that we had. They've been pretty cooperative, so I didn't want to give the wrong opinion.
No, I was just curious because we've been told at the board supervisor level that they do have that authority to overrule everything, state and local. So So that this is a new twist.
Yeah, I know. That's what I told you.
Yeah.
Because that's what I thought, too.
Well, are we talking Cal EPA or are we talking the federal EPA?
Federal.
That's probably why the federal EPA can overrule FERC, but the state cannot because it's a multi-jurisdictional type of project.
Yeah, so
it's kind of like the Tahoe Basin Plan, how it's both state and federal, and so it gets into this weird quasi-governmental situation where really only the federal government is above them, even though they have to deal with both Nevada and California state law. And so they'll supersede that in those cases.
So no. The district's obligated to enforce both federal, state, and local rules and laws. So that's basically what they were telling us also. Those rules are enforceable.
Yeah, and my only point was is that we've been told FERC overrides everybody. Basically,
gotcha.
It doesn't matter who's out there, we've been told they get to just write their own ticket. So that's why this is a new twist.
So it probably depends on how they wrote it, too, what's in there, which we'll be discussing that probably at a future meeting. Just so you know, we intend to have another board of directors meeting in April, hopefully at the end of April when it's convenient for you guys. And we'll be coming back to the table and talk about some of the stuff that I brought up today.
Are there any other questions?
What do you foresee as the biggest hurdle?
Well, the biggest hurdle is going to be some unaddressed issues that might be coming up. They're demolishing buildings that are 100 years old right now, and there may be some asbestos in there. They neglected to notify EPA outside of our direct jurisdiction. I saw it pass that up. Our direct hurdles are going to be manpower and resources. I need something that will get my inspector to and from the site, and I need an inspector that has time to do that.
And then Director Helft has a question.
Yeah, my question was that do you see a MOU coming for the air district that's different than what the county's done so far, at least from a reimbursement standpoint?
The air district is not party to the county.
I understand, but I would say, do you see the air district developing one?
Yes, I do.
That'll come for approval here?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I absolutely do.
Okay.
And the dollar and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah. At that point in time, of course, the board of directors will be able to give me guidance if you don't like the MOU that we negotiate, or if you like it.
So you had mentioned that the air board was going to be in future negotiations with FERC over, or KRRC over the how we're going to police them? No?
No. So how we're going to police this is going to be standard operating procedure for air district requirements. You know, we're going to be protecting air quality. That's what our job is.
Right.
What our MOU is going to do is address the resources that are going to be needed to do so, based upon the extraordinary efforts that we're going to have to put out there, not a normal course of business, which is a standard operating procedure for air districts going forward when there's a big project. And, you know, we've gone through that before my time, of course, with Roseburg Lumber, the water plant, and Mount Casta, for example. Both of those entities agreed to cover expenses by the air district for extraordinary efforts and resources that were required.
So that was my question, is there the potential that
yes.
we could require them to pay for us leasing?
Yes.
Thank you, Chair. It makes sense, the MOU, to cover costs and then the standard operating procedures to treat like any entity or any business we work with. This general direction for MOU, since the Air Pollution Control District has the responsibility of protecting the air for the lungs and well-being of folks, we should be compensated for that, you know, actual cost.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond
what we're actually doing. I am worried, staffing wise, that takes you, is there potential organizations that, or businesses that could come in short term to supplement your staff, where you can still do, and be covered by, you know, KRC, the costs, where you, your staff can still, because you're busy enough without the dam removal process to supplement your staff on certain things?
I haven't actually researched that, but I'm pretty sure that could be done.
Yeah, short-term, you know, employee or, yeah.
Yeah.
Firm that could come in and do that professionally, and because we that's our concern is the well-being and the lungs of constituents out there. At the same time, you've got enough other monitoring you have to do with your employees.
No wildfires this year, right?
And the wildfires, that's it too. So that'd be my concerns on that. And then for the timeline, I have two separate timelines. One for the MOU, what are we looking at timeline there for draft, final, and then what date would you like that signed by to ensure everything's good for your department?
I'm going to shoot for the end of April.
End of April, finalized?
I'm hoping to achieve that, yeah.
Okay.
I don't expect to see too many objections to the proposal after the two conversations we had earlier.
Okay. And I trust your judgment on time and meetings and those sorts of things.
Don't hold me to it directly. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's an estimate now.
Understood. No, and then we'll have the project coordinator. And I believe the project coordinator that's being hired to the firm will hopefully be able to help the air pollution your office on this. I can't think of her name, but the person that's been hired.
It's hired by the county.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I can't think of her name.
It's CKM.
Yeah, but it's on the county
is
side.
It's just for county, then it's just for county. I was wondering if they're helping with air pollution control as well.
Yeah.
If not, and then the other one is the timeline for monitoring. So you have the construction, you have all the work, you have all those, and then you have bare soil, you know, X number of years afterwards. How long will the monitoring take place?
Minimum of 2 years.
Okay.
On a project ongoing, and however long after that, it will require to monitor the bare ground issues going forward.
Okay, and the MOU will consider that, you know, because it could take longer than, things sometimes take longer than was anticipated by the experts.
Yep, it will address those extenuating circumstances.
All right. I think that's enough for me, Chair.
Are there any other questions? I just had a question reading over the environmental documentation for air quality. It had stated in the original environmental impact report that the state CARB would take over the enforcement authority. Is that something they delegated to the air control district, or is that something that they're willing to partner on? Because it seems, you know, going back through understanding your resources and who's available to monitor, it seems that the larger state California Air Resource Board would have more of the ability to enforce without putting so much burden on a local jurisdiction that may not. So I'm curious if CARB has been involved with the enforcement authority.
The answer is no, and the expectations that CARB would actually come up here and do that are unrealistic, just to be blunt.
Yeah.
So no is the answer to that. That's a good question. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so I think going back to Director Chris's kind of line of thought, you know, most likely for the amount of time you're going to be spending on it, probably putting on a project-specific request for qualifications is probably going to be the easiest one, and just have a third party do the monitoring for you, and then you can just supervise that. But you know, it's going to be up to you and what you feel like is going to be best for your situation. But I'm really disappointed that CARB kind of offloaded their enforcement authority without providing any compensation for that. So I'm sorry.
Thank you.
So thank you.
That is not atypical on my part.
I know. I'm very well aware too. You would think with a really big project like this, they'd want to be involved, but we'll move from item number 5 over to item number 6, which is approval of the minutes for April 19th, 2022. Is there any discussion on the minutes?
I've received no corrections on my end.
Move to approve.
There's a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a second. All those in favor, please sit, or do you want to
do
roll
call? Yeah.
Okay.
Director Help?
I was at the AFRC conference and not present, so I'll abstain.
Abstain, thank you. Director Kopsiff.
Here. I mean, hi.
Director Valenzuela.
Yes.
Director Lucchese.
Aye.
Director Murakami.
Aye.
And Director Chris.
I'll be aye.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everyone. We moved into item number 7, which is adjournment. And there you go.
Thank you.
There you go. All right. That's going to be the shortest meeting.